Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At some point, everybody's got to turn. Like, if you are losing your hair, right?
Yeah.
Then eventually you've got to come to terms with that. And it's a different timeline for everybody. It really is. Like, I didn't go straight Bic for a while. I was going tight on the ones and trying to fool people as the top was starting to thin out a little bit. I thought maybe if I keep the sides really short, and then eventually you start mowing the lawn more and more and more. I don't understand. Like, we've got a TV in studio here. Not that we're really paying attention to it, but it's on. And there's a show, and I'm not going to mention the name, but I've seen this before, popular show, sports show. I mean, I'm looking at this guy who's got, he's as bold as a bowling ball. It's shiny. It's bright. It looks like he waxed his head when he woke up this morning, right? And on the side, he's got the wings. Like, who are you trying to fool? And he's not alone. There are men out there that actually think if they keep the sides and it's totally bold, like, who thinks that that's a good look?
Maybe he does. I don't know. It's an antiquated look, but maybe he could have it working for him.
Sometimes the wives are a little... I've heard this from some people. Like, the wives don't want them to fully cut it off for whatever reason. They're hanging on to the hair. But I think that that might be one of the worst looks any man can have. I really do.
I don't even like... I never liked having hair on the side of my head, ever. Even
me too.
When I had some
me too.
On the top.
I was always tight on the side, always.
Yeah. Now, and I got to get to your point. Actually, I'm in the process of trying out different shavers.
Oh, you're talking about for your beard or
for your head? For my head.
All right, go ahead.
I used one for a long time.
I know which one to use. They sent that to me as well. Didn't love it.
What do you mean they sent?
A company.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay, I thought you were talking about a product.
I never got anything sent to me.
Got it. I'm not going to give them a free pop.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't like it.
I bought these, but I have one that I hold that I've been using for a while. And then I was like, it just doesn't work properly anymore.
No, it doesn't.
And now there are so many, this was like maybe an original, now there are so many options to do it.
Yep.
So I was reading up, and Men's Health recommended like their top one, and I usually trust that. So I'm like, all right, let me try that, even though there may be some, who knows what's going on with that, and, you know, advertising and endorsements and all those different.
Sure.
But I tried multiple, and then maybe Wall Street Journal had recommendation. So I have three right now in my possession.
You do?
In addition to the one that I tried before, that I was using before. And I want to see which one gets the closest because I'm afraid to do, not even afraid, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to put the shaving cream on my head and then use the razor.
Why? Because it's You're wasting time.
No, it's another process. These things are great. They self-clean. Boom. You run over with the buzzer.
I know, I've tried them. But they're not great because they don't work.
It doesn't get as close.
No. First of all, I told you, I shave in the shower. Now, like, if I'm not on the air, maybe like over the weekend, I might let it grow like a little time. But I'm fanatic with this. I'm neurotic with this. Like, to me, as evidenced by what the scouting report for men who are bald up top with the wings grown on the side, which I think is a ridiculous look. If I see any stubble on myself, like I get antsy. So I am a shower shaver, and I shave my head, I would say at least three minimum, and usually four times a week in the shower. And you get so used to it, right? Now, I've got a mirror in there, but once I actually start the process, I can do it without even looking. Honestly, like I'm showering up.
I've seen you nick it up a little bit.
I never nick it. Like maybe, okay, what, two, three times
in
the 2.5 years we've been doing it? I mean, never. I mean, really. You get very good. Now, if you
try
to... And
what type of shaver? You just buy the cheapest, like whatever?
Honestly, sometimes I'll steal my wife's because they're the best. I mean, they really are, like for the legs, whatever. But, you know, I'll go other ones. Now, razors are not cheap. They're not cheap, unless you get cheap razors, which I generally try not to because I want the top to look good, the dome. I think you are alluding the most important aspect of the look that you have. If you're going to shave
your
head,
it's got to be as tight as possible.
You got to shave it the right way.
That's why it's annoying. Like today, I shaved yesterday, last night,
yeah,
before I did my SMY hit. And then today, I was like, all right, I'll take a day. I hate doing it. I hate it. People are like, oh, it's low maintenance. No, it's like every day I got
to
do it.
It's low maintenance the way you do it because think about it. To get it,
you got to do it every day.
Yeah, but think about this. You got to
And it takes like 5 minutes.
Does it though?
Yes.
Does it really?
Well, I mean, I'm a neurotic about it.
Okay, so maybe seven minutes. You got to trim it up nice. I get it. Doing TV and radio stuff for sure. Understood. But that's why it's important to become a pro at this. Like, once you become very good at this, again, there are times where I'm like, if we're going to dinner. Well, I mean, if we're going out, it's going to be done anyway. But if I don't think I have a lot of time and I'm like, you know what? Well, I could do this in 2 minutes. Literally, shaving cream on, 2 minutes. Do it in the shower, in and out. You know, obviously, you want to make sure the sideburns and the beard is tight because we generally have some facial hair, you and I.
When we first started, one of the, I think, ideas that Spike had for our Perfect Parlay Pick segment was loser would have to grow out their hair. You wanted no part of that.
I think I would rather walk naked around Times Square with a shaved head.
Really?
I hated it. It's a personal thing that I just... I told you, like, when I was young, the flat tops were in.
You'd rather walk naked around Times Square? It's like Hoff showing his junk in a picture.
Interesting morning for Hoff.
A purpose pick, as I like to call that, sending it out there for attention on social media.
Yeah.
Multiple people were texting me about that.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, what is Hoff doing showing his, you know what?
That's not what I was trying to do.
But you didn't look at the picture before you put it out there?
I got to be honest, no. I wore a shirt that was funny. My wife was wearing a shirt that was the exact opposite of my shirt.
Right.
That's what I did.
But you didn't look at the, you know, below the waist area?
The package and the sweats? I got to be honest with you. Now, way before I heard Boomer and Gio talking about it this morning, I saw the picture that he posted. I may have seen it first on Facebook when Nicole posted, I think. Hmm. But then I saw him post it on X, right? Yeah. And I'm like, let me see what they're wearing. Sure, I'm like, Nicole looks great as usual. Hoff is, hanging on for dear life. Nicole running the show, all good. He's got a fun...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Big t-shirt on, he's right. I didn't once notice the size of his junk. I didn't even notice that he was wearing sweatpants.
Thank you.
And there was a little bulge. Like, if it was minuscule, wouldn't have noted it. If it was massive, wouldn't have noticed it. I don't know why everybody else is so wrapped up in the size of his package.
Not wrapped up.
Who cares?
I can't speak for Boomer and Gio. I didn't hear what they were saying, but I mean, you couldn't help but notice
was
protruding
Yes, it's called the penis. Okay, Most men have them.
There you go, BT. Thank you, BT.
Honestly, what is so groundbreaking about that? He's a man. He's got a penis.
Nobody wants to see that. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it either, but when I did see it, I didn't even look. That looks weird. It didn't register. And then, of course...
Well, he looks like a giant in the picture to begin with.
Well, that's true. He always looks like a giant.
Somebody was texting me about it, sending multiple things like, can you believe this with Hoff? He looks like a giant compared to his wife. He's showing his you-know-what. And I'm like... what do you want me to tell you, man?
I mean, I agree, we got bigger problems.
Am I using somebody else's problems too?
We got a lot more going on than the size of this junk.
There was a lot of bad angles going on. That's all I can tell you. My kid took the picture. It was a lot of bad angles. I'm not in a good, let me put it this way. There's no good angle for me right now because I am in a eating frenzy.
Okay.
So I am
stress eating.
I'm stress eating and I'm packing on the pounds.
But when you say not a good angle, you're talking about just for your weight or for what, you know, the sweatpant look?
Like, oh, just everything. I just think that there's not a good look for me, period, end of story.
It was a rough situation.
This sounds a little weird here. So I didn't notice it initially when I heard these guys going on and on about it. I'm like, all right, let me just examine it a little bit more.
And zoomed in, you did the double finger.
I don't know if
I zoomed
in, too, but I took a little more of a detailed look. It didn't look that small. It didn't.
Oh, I thought that I didn't hear. So they were calling it small?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were. Hoff, is there any truth? And we'll move on to the calls here in just a second. Because that's what we do here on the show is talk sports. We'll do that
that's
in a second. 888-808-1019. Hoff, was there any truth to your nickname, though, when you worked at Stern? Because of
Porno
your.
Pete?
Yeah.
100%.
Had nothing to do with size
no,
of
no, nothing
anatomy?
Like that. No.
Okay. Just making sure because I thought. But that was your nickname, Porno Pete. Yeah. What are you eating now that you stuff in your face with?
He's actually
Cinnabon.
No, you're not.
Come on.
You're eating a Cinnabon? What are you doing?
I'm starving.
I'm telling you, I'm stress eating.
I mean, they are delicious, but you're going in the wrong way. You can't be having that on a Monday.
What are you stress eating about? You're fine?
Yeah, really. BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the sports calls here because that's what we do. Rick is calling from Monmouth County. Hi, Rick.
Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's
great.
Up, man?
I love listening to you, too. You guys, you're great.
Thank you.
I'm going to put my David Stearns hat on. And give you an idea of what I think he's going to wind up doing. I don't think he wants to give up prospects. I think he'll be okay with giving up a couple of draft picks. So here's what he's going to do. He's going to have a platoon at first base with Vientos. Maybe McNeil.
Okay.
Maybe what's his name? That left-handed hitter that came up last year, the kid. He's going to leave Beatty at first, at third.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to sign two people. He's going to sign Diaz. And he's going to sign the Yankee outfielder.
Bellinger.
And that's going to be it. Bellinger. Then he's going to have all those guys that he's looking at, wondering about. You know, all those prospects he's got. He's got five guys in the minors. He's got the three pitchers. He's got Jet Williams.
Jet Williams,
and he's got Ryan Clifford.
And Clifford, too.
All
lefty.
Knocking on the door. Let's see what they do. He's not going to trade for Schuylkill. He's going to sign him next year because nobody's going to give Schuylkill more money than the Mets.
Schuylkill with a B.
Schuylkill.
Yeah, Schuylkill.
So he's bringing in no arms is what you're telling us here, Rick. No arms?
He's going to bring in one arm.
Diaz,
probably somebody like Michael King.
Okay, gotcha.
Michael King,
he said.
Okay.
Because that's kind of burying the lead, Rick. There. Thank you for the call. You're right. You know, that's why I hadn't heard him say anything about the starting pitching, which I think we all think they kind of, I don't know, need to address at least a little bit. And his answer is King. And I like King. I do.
I think you're sleeping on David Stearns here. A lot of fans, Met fans, and I understand it, impatient, hating just to hate. He gave them something to hate last year with the way that he built the rotation and obviously the results. So it's fair game, all the criticism. I think Stearns has a lot more up his sleeve than just holding out hope on some of these guys in the minor leagues. I'm not saying that he wouldn't rely on Ryan Clifford or Jet Williams or Carson Benge. Certainly two of the three is possible. I don't think you're going to look around at it. I mean, I'd be stunned if you look around at this team and have no Alonso, no legitimate outfield option, and just Beatty, Vientos.
Oh, there's no way.
Yeah, come on here.
Taylor playing center field.
Come on. They know they need to go big. Stearns has some stuff up his sleeve, whether it's spending, whether it's trades. I happen to think it'll be a nice mix of both. Let him build the team with his imprints all over it, and it sounds like that's what Cohen's going to let him do, and then we'll see what the results bring this year.
I think that on paper, because we've talked about both teams, obviously started with the Mets there based on the Athletic article, I think that both teams on paper, you know, maybe a little different degree of level of confidence, both teams will be viewed as absolute playoff teams.
Anthony's calling from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Anthony, what's going on, buddy? You good?
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. Sorry. Okay, real quick. Yankees and Mets here. But Yankees, I think both teams are going to rely a little bit more on youth than I think all of us want to. So I think that's something we have to be kind of coming to terms because I don't know how much money they're going to spend on some of these guys. Bellinger is either going to go again to the Yankees or the Mets. Hopefully Yankees as a Yankee fan. But I think that's going to make both teams have to pivot you know, what they do. As far as starting pitching, I mean, this is, you know, not really for the Yankees, more for the Mets. You talk about spending the money with Schuylkill, but, you know, a guy that you keep hearing is Valdez from Houston. They let him go. That should be concerning for as good of a quality pitcher he is, but he's also the same guy, if you remember last year, he purposely crossed up his own catcher.
Yep.
You need to be, you're going to give $200 million to a guy in your locker room who's going to do that. So, we always talk about just the straight performance of the player, but we always, kind of dismiss the character and the inner workings of the locker room.
You know why we do that? Because generally we don't have too much info. Thanks for the call there, buddy, on scouting reports on character of players. Because it's very rarely that visible to us where something so egregious happens that you can't help but formulate a negative opinion on Valdez's character. That's about as bad as it gets. If I'm a catcher, be screamed at for putting down the wrong, the wrong fingers, or not framing well, airmailed a throw into center field. No, I'm not saying I'm not going to bite back. I'll let you get it off your chest here. If you're berating me in the public in the dugout, there's going to be a line that I don't want you to cross, and I'm going to fire back verbally. But to do that, what he did, and there was no doubt that he did that. He intentionally crossed up his catcher. I don't know that you could really do anything worse as a pitcher on a baseball field. I really don't.
Right, which is why I want Ranger Suarez over him. That was at least a part of it. Would you invest $200+ million in somebody that did that? And people could say, "Oh, Sal, come on, it's one little thing. Don't make a big deal about it." To me, that shows to do that on a professional baseball field.
Yeah.
All right, everybody makes mistakes, but am I going to invest $200 million in the guy that just made an egregious mistake and shows a character flaw? I'm not investing a lot of money in that, me personally.
I respect it. I would. Now they better do other stuff, and if they don't and it's just Valdez out there because I think that they definitely need somebody, then I might say, all right, and listen, I'm just being honest. As much as we want to sit here from our pulpit and just throw out the moral fiber, the objective is to win. So if there's nobody else left, maybe, but I would frame it more so this way. If he was better than he is, and he's good. If he was great, I might look the other way. Because you're good, I might not. I get it. It's a fair point.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Got to get to the Abdul Carter stuff in a little bit. Plus, there's a new report that maybe would suggest one of the top guys for the Mets and Yanks that they might have been interested in might not be available. We'll get to that when we come back as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.